don't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Tuesday, March the 11th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this time slot every Tuesday, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses there in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Well, I see the liberals have lost their mind again regarding the Iron Pig hosting an event this Saturday. And, you know, it cracks me up. It just cracks me up. You know, you get a pack that's wanting to hold an event at your venue. You, of course, a restaurant business owner. That's your job. You want to host people and support their causes. And the left just loses their minds in all the attacks they're doing on social media and review sites and everything else. It's just completely ridiculous. I'd like to get your thoughts on that point this morning.
That is my response. I'm just laughing. I'm giggling. And this is all they have. This is all they can do. This is the only response they have, is this weird guttural response to just screech on the internet. And honestly, Randy, this is the exact same sort of thing that I saw when we stayed open during the pandemic. They'd call here to the restaurant. I mean, we had one of my, I shouldn't laugh at this, but some lady called the other day here into the restaurant and berated one of my wait staff and called her a Nazi Barbie. And honestly, the gal working, she had no idea about this event. You know, we've got 2 dozen people that work for us.
Sure.
And not everybody knows what's happening from day to day. I mean, we have staff members that work one day a week, you know. So, I mean, for somebody to call in and berate a complete stranger for an event that is being held at this, we're not even hosting it. The Grand New Party is hosting it. It's being held at the Iron Pig. And these people, like you said, are just losing their minds. So, of course, the best they can do is take to social media and take to these peer review sites, which are basically garbage anyways.
Yeah.
To just tear us down and to one-star review us. And, you know, they've beat down my new restaurant's five-star rating was down to 3.6. You know, I mean, we've been open less than 90 days there. Like, that's what these people do, is they try and ruin your reputation, let alone have any discussion about what it is that's actually occurring at the Iron Pig, or who's involved, or who's hosting, or who's sponsoring, whatever.
Right.
But so this came about the other day, and, you know, it did upset me because it's impacting people that don't know what's going on, that aren't involved in any of this, and necessarily don't want to be involved in any of this.
Right.
And it was asked to me if I wanted to cancel the event, and my response was basically, F no. Now you've really kind of pissed me off.
Sure.
Like, you're going to try and come after me again? You're going to and listen, most of these people are not from around here, Randy. Most of them, you track down their profiles, they're from out of state. They're from Illinois. You know, they get on TikTok, and they make these stupid TikToks, and it's just, it's pathetic. And what I'm telling them now is, if you have an issue, if you have an issue with us, if you have an issue with the Grand New Party, if you have an issue with any of the guests that will be at the Iron Pig on Saturday, March 15th, come to the Iron Pig. Come protest out front. I'm 100% for free speech. I don't have a problem with you disagreeing with anything. But do it in the way that's right, that's not disgusting like this. Yeah. Come show up, bring your placards, bring your friends, pink hair, blue hair, I don't care. But do it in the right way. Don't do it in this gross, disgusting way that makes you look pathetic.
Well, and like you say, they're not even from our area, and anybody can hide behind a keyboard is the way I look at it.
Even if they're from our area, come over. Come protest. I absolutely, come listen to these people. I dare you.
Absolutely. Short break with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses. We'll be right back.
These are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying on through the break. Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig Smokehouses there in Gaylord. So bottom line, you're inviting these people who are posting these negative attacks, these negative reviews, these slams on social media. You're saying, hey, come to the event on Saturday. If you want to protest outside on the sidewalk, bring your signs, protest, do whatever you want to do. But better yet, why don't you come inside and hear what these people have to say?
Yeah, that's my thing is I don't know any of these people. And honestly, when I agreed to host another event for a grand new party, because they did put some money into some local elections here successfully, and I know a lot of these people, and they're good people. When I agreed to host this event, I actually didn't know that these folks were even coming. I didn't know what was going to be happening, and I didn't necessarily need to. The flyer comes out, and the next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls, and I'm getting berated online, and then TikToks, and all this silly stuff. And it just made me realize how important free speech is. I don't know these guys. I don't know anybody except Ryan Kelly that was at the Capitol on January 6th. Would I necessarily have been there? No. Would I have been climbing a scaffolding, shouting through a bullhorn like Ryan was? Not necessarily. But does that mean that I don't believe that he doesn't have the right to, or these other people didn't have a right to protest their First Amendment right? I absolutely believe that they did. Would I have done some of these things the way that they? No, but I don't need to agree with them. But what I want to actually hear, Randy, is I want to hear how the government, how the state has come after them for what they did or what they did not do more specifically. That's what I'm curious, because that's what's been happening to me. And people need to know what their government can do to them. If they can do these things to somebody that was merely walking around the Capitol grounds and was text messaging and then was later arrested and detained, that's bonkers. Never was inside the Capitol. None of these things. I'm just starting to learn more about these things because at that time I was so involved in all of my pandemic nonsense. I couldn't wrap my head around J6 and all this other insurrectionist nonsense and whatever.
Right.
But it's fascinating to watch how these exact same people are reacting the exact same way. It's almost like, Randy, they've been programmed.
Yeah, absolutely. Or they're being paid to act the way they are. I had one person text me and said that George Soros paid this one guy, I forget what state he was from, in Illinois or California someplace. He's one of the posters that posted a negative review about your restaurant living in California or Illinois. He's never even been to your location, but yet he had to put his one-star rating on there and help drive your reviews down. And the guy told me, he said, I know this guy. I've followed him in other insurrections, if you will, riots. He was one of the guys that actually threw a Molotov cocktail into a police station out there in Washington State. Where was it? Seattle area or whatever, when they burned the police station?
Oh, the mostly peaceful protests.
Right, exactly. And with police officers inside the building, you know, how is this guy not arrested for being a terrorist? I mean, you throw a bomb inside a police station, you know, where police officers are working, and he gets away scot-free. And come to find out, he was actually a paid participant by none other than George Soros. So I wouldn't be surprised some of these people are. And here's the other component to this. These are people, just regular folks, that Donald Trump pardoned and gave commutations to as a result of what he believes was an FBI entrapment activity. I mean, Kash Patel basically is investigating it, and FBI people are dropping out of the FBI, taking early retirements as a result. I mean, we know something didn't smell right when the whole thing went down.
Yeah, that whole thing was absolutely absurd. And I'm fascinated to listen to some of how these things went down. And again, just how they're coming after these people and the way that they did it. And again, you just see that justice is not applied equally across the board. And I think that's really what a lot of this is about. And at least from my point of view, it's complete nonsense. And everybody knew it from 2020 on that most of these things, the scales of justice were tipped in one favor and not the other. And we know this. And this is what I'm fascinated to learn about firsthand. I wasn't necessarily going to be around for this event, but these crazy left-wing liberal people have pissed me off to the point now where it's like, no, okay, there's got to be a there. There's got to be something going on there that these people clearly cannot wrap their brain around, or more importantly, aren't open-minded enough to listen to. And that's what I'm going to try and do, is go in with an open mind and listen to what these people have to say, because we do kind of have a sort of common thread where the laws, justice was not applied equally.
Sure.
To me, absolutely. Or to them.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be attending. I have signatures I'm gathering in Mancelona Saturday morning, but I'll be heading over covering it as a media person. And one of the things, I had Jeremy Rogers on my show yesterday. He was actually one of the young men that had his entire family destroyed, married, two little boys, got arrested, got charged, got prosecuted, and was facing, you know, criminal felony charges from Joe Biden's, you know, Department of Justice. His wife said, that's it. I can't take any more of this. He lost his job. They were struggling. She said, that's it. I'm filing for divorce, and I'm moving back home with my parents, and I'm taking the boys with me. And this kid was just devastated. You'll meet him on Saturday. His name is Jeremy Rogers. And good kid, politically involved, has worked on campaigns here in Michigan, and just was wanting to go to Washington to participate to see what was happening. But somehow, some way, got dragged into the situation there and faced charges. So you'll be hearing his story as well. The other thing I want to talk about, snow's melting. And the snowmobilers are slowing down, I'm assuming, over there in Gaylord. You're kind of in this in-between seasons right now. We're between snowmobiles and golf. What's happening at the Iron Pig's south location?
Yeah, so the snowmobile trails have definitely dried up, so to speak. So, yeah, we are in this sort of brown season, or gray season, really, is what it is.
Yeah.
The ski resorts, we've got two ski resorts right here in town. They're still going full bore, and they'll be going at least for another 30 days, depending on how much rain we get over the next few weeks. But the snowmobilers are definitely gone. So, really, what it this time of year is really when our locals mean the most to us. Of course, they always mean the most, but this is when we depend on them the most. And not just us, any restaurant or any small business in a small town or resort community, this is really the time of year that we look to our locals to help support us. And it's not easy, because it's spring break, you know, and Christmas was just around, you know, just a couple of months ago. So people don't have a ton of money to spend. So what we're actually doing is we put out a $10 menu for lunchtime at both locations. So we've got five or six items that are $10 that will be ready in under 10 minutes. So if you're in a hurry, or you're on a budget, or both, as we say, you can grab a burger, you can grab a pulled pork platter, a pulled pork sandwich, one of our pulled chicken clubs, any of our loaded Macs, brisket loaded Mac. $10 and under for any of those items in under 10 minutes. Just swing into both locations. We've got a separate menu that sits right there for $10. Super easy, super fast, and very affordable.
Excellent, excellent. And speaking of the south location, I had a friend of mine stop and had dinner there, and they said they really enjoyed the expanded menu. I want you to reiterate for those that perhaps didn't hear you, you know, a few months ago talk about it. What exactly have you done there that's a little bit different than the downtown location?
Yeah, well, specifically for the new location, we have a completely separate dinner menu. So a couple of steaks and pasta, chicken dish. But also right now for Lent, for the next 30 plus days, we have a completely separate Lenten menu as well. So we know a lot of your listeners definitely celebrate the Lent season. So anybody that is looking, that is on that sort of Lenten diet, we have a completely separate menu that we run 5 o'clock to close, which we also do with this dinner menu that has the steaks and pasta and chicken. We also have pizza that we do all day long at the new location as well. But that dinner menu really is what separates the new location from the old location, or downtown location. I don't want to call it old.
Right.
But, and table service. You know, you get to sit down and you can enjoy a bottle of wine and not feel like you have to be in a hurry with the counter service that we do downtown. It's a little bit more expedient, where you don't get a server at your table, those sorts of things. So we offer both the best of both atmospheres with both locations.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that he was from, I believe, the Detroit area, and he came up I-75, and he didn't realize, he hadn't been up north in a while, that they had expanded the speed limit on 75 to basically 84 miles an hour, even though the sign says 75. Everybody seems to do 9 over the speed limit so you don't get a ticket by the Michigan State Police.
Guilty.
But he said, he says, Randy, I couldn't believe how quickly I got to Gaylord and then did not realize, according to my GPS, I got off of the exit there, 282. He goes, I made a right, and it was just down the road just a little bit. So he didn't realize how close you were to actually downtown and actually I-75.
Yeah, again, we do. We have the best of both worlds in that regards, too. We're right downtown with our location that's been there for coming up on 8 years this year. And then the new location is on Old 27 off of the other exit, 279. So, it's nice to have a little bit of room to be able to grow and maneuver and all the fun things that we get to talk about our grand opening come June 21st and all the crazy things. Dude, we're going to do a golf outing. We're going to do a church service that Sunday. I'm hoping we're going to get to do camping. I mean, we've got so many cool things that are going to be coming out with this pavilion and all of our outdoor space at the new South End location. I'm so excited to talk about all the things we get to do this summer.
Well, I just got a text from a longtime listener, good Patriot friend, Rod Wheeler down in Lake County. He'd asked for the flyer, so I sent it to him. And then he said, I probably wasn't going to drive up there to this event because I have a lot going on this weekend. But after hearing about these liberal attacks, I'm definitely going to be there. So tell Ian and you, Randy, I'm going to be there on Saturday. And here's the other thing. This can be shared, folks. We have a flyer, really nice flyer that's been put together. Just text me GRAND for Grand New Party, and text me that. I'll send it to you. Starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday, and you can buy your tickets ahead of time, $40 in advance, $50 at the door. This is a fundraiser for their political action committee. They are going to help good people get elected in 2026. And like you said, Ian, they were even instrumental in helping some folks there in your Otsego County area.
Absolutely, they were. And again, I'm inviting everybody to come hear what these people have to say. You don't have to be Republican. You can be Democrat. Just come with an open mind. And again, if you want to come protest, I know many of your listeners are not the people that are going to be doing that. But right. I'm just putting it out there and on the record and saying, I invite everybody. Come listen to what these people have to say. Or if you don't even have an open mind, at least come be a protester. Don't go online and be snarky, because you know what, Randy? It's actually having the opposite effect, just like it did during COVID. People are coming out in droves and coming out of the woodwork, and this thing is actually getting more traction than it would have if these people hadn't gone bonkers on the internet trying to do all this nonsense again.
Yeah.
It's just back. It's backfiring once again.
Well, and it's a good thing, because as people talk, good or bad, it draws attention. And at least now people know about this event on Saturday. And, hey, it's a God thing. Let's let go, let God, and let's see what happens. But, yeah, definitely, if you want that flyer, text me GRAND, and looking forward to it. Final comment real quick about breakfast. Love the breakfast. Has got a couple text messages already.
Yeah, breakfast is awesome. I so underestimated how well we would do breakfast at the South End location. And I'm itching to be able to do it 7 days a week. I want to do it right now, but we just got to wait for the season to move along a little bit. But 7 days a week for breakfast is coming soon.
Excellent, excellent. Very good, sir. Well, I'll see you on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you, as always, Trucker Randy.
Finally, our news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems.